grant him the right directions.
Well, are you going to talk to him or are you...
No, just talk.
Just talk?
Mm-hmm.
Let me say testing, 1, 2, 3.
Well, just say it.
When do we start?
Right.
Testing 1, 2, 3. This is Lori Krell and Steffi Benson interviewing. This is Sam Eisenstein.
Samuel Eisenstein.
Samuel Eisenstein. Pearl.
Irma.
Irma.
What do you want, a pen?
Mommy, you sit still. Come on, I have a pen in my purse. I just can't work with a pencil in my head. Interviewing Mrs. Samuel Pearl Eisenstein.
No, Irma. I-R-M-A.
I'm doing a mental block. Mrs. Samuel Eisenstein.
Oh,
Irma.
Right.
On, what's the date? December 9th, 1976.
Do you want me to get closer? Or
December 9th, 1976. This is Florrie Krell and Steffi Benson interviewing Mrs. Samuel Eisenstein, Irma Eisenstein, for National Council of Jewish Women, Pittsburgh Section, Oral History, Part 2. Now, I'd like to find out, if I want to stop, just
first stop,
and then just play. Right?
Then you can play again.
First of all, Mrs. Eisenstein, will you tell us something about your family? Talk to us about your father and your mother, brothers and sisters, grandparents, if you know some information, where you were born, how long you've been in Pittsburgh. You start, and we'll ask questions next time.
I was born, brought up in Chicago, Illinois. My mother was born in Chicago. My father was born in Russia. He came here when he was 13 years old. He had gone through school in Russia and went through schooling into this country. I am an only child. My mother was very active in organization work. It's very funny because her main interest was against Haven Media and Infant Aid, an organization which was one of the first to have incubators in the hospital, the Michael Reese Hospital in Chicago. And that was her main interest, although she did other organization work. And of course, growing up in that atmosphere, I too thought it was important, particularly in my day. Now I know things are different.
Did you do this as a child? Did you get involved?
As a child, well, I did at college a little bit. I mean, when there were drives, I was involved, but not too much until after I came here. I was married a year and a half when I came here, which was in 1936. And I immediately joined various organizations because I knew that this was one way of making friends, and I was friends. I met a few people through relatives and mothers.
Well, let's go back a bit to the type of home life that you had in Chicago. Tell me, what type of work did your father
do? My father was with the Chicago Bronze and Quincy Railroad, and he was a credits man. And as I said, mother was a housewife. She did a lot of organization work, and not having more than one child, she had a lot of children.
What kind of would you say a religious background did you have in your home?
Well, my father was agnostic. Mother, I think, would have liked to join some type of temple or something like that, but because Dad was head of the house and he felt the way he did. I did go to Sunday school for a short while, but I had an uncle who was very influential in my thinking. The things I did then was an atheist, and I feel that I am an atheist. Yes, and I felt that way all my life, and I felt that experiences with people and with organized religion, with many things, have just confirmed the way I feel about Buddhism. However, I do know I'm Jewish, and knowing I am Jewish, I've done everything else. I know some people think that there isn't a separation between being Jewish and being religious, but to me,
so you have evidently identified yourself with Jewish causes over the years.
All my life, I have done a few things that are involved in Jewish causes, but the most of these things are just ignored. My daughter had a full Sunday school education. I tried to do some of the things you do when children go to Sunday school, and perhaps I didn't do them wholeheartedly as I should. And I guess there's always a way of telling that you're not just me with all your heart and soul, but I did try because I felt that she should have the choice.
Gave her the choice. What kind of a cultural background was there? I mean, did your mother was active in the organization?
My dad was more or less of an introvert and read constantly. He was one of the most well-read people I ever met. And was well informed. He particularly liked anything that had to do with the history of any country, including the United States, of course.
What was can you remember the type of community Chicago was at the time that you were a youngster? And I gather you were there through your teenage years also.
Yes, I was there until I got married.
Until you got married.
And I wasn't too aware of the Jewish community as you, one is here, because Chicago is not concentrated into one section as it was when I came here. I mean, most people, you know, Jewish people live in Squirrel Hill.
Right, that's
and
exactly what we want to find out.
It was very amazing to me. I never heard of that when I went to grade school. It was half Jewish, excuse me, half Gentile.
Okay, we were going back to the type of life in Chicago at this time. Like you remember Chicago, and you started to contrast it with what you found later in Pittsburgh.
That's right. And Chicago had Jewish people in practically every section of town. And as you know, if you lived extremely north, which I did, and rode to the extremely south end of Chicago, it would take you 2 hours. So you know how spread out it was like 3 or 4 Pittsburghs. And therefore, you didn't have a concentration of Jewish people in a place like you will here. And as I said before, it was quite amazing to me. I remember when my daughter started school, and I know when I went to West School, we took Russia Shipman and Pipperoff, period. Well, I sent my daughter as exactly as it was. And she came home crying because she said, the teacher said she got saved because of me. I was the only one in class. So after that, of course, I didn't send her anymore, although I still didn't believe that they should take the essay holiday off.
Well, let me ask you a question. With your background as a child, did you take off to the Jewish holiday?
Oh, yes. It was it was something that was tradition. And, of course, if you were Jewish, you took the most important. And as I said, Rosh Hashanah, it was about it.
Could you give me, let's see, what was the years that you were in Chicago? You were born in?
I was born in Chicago, and I lived in Chicago until I was 20 years old. I got married when I was 20.
And what year was that?
1935. My husband's father was a partner in a shoe factory in Pontiac, Illinois. 100 miles from Chicago. And we lived there for the first year and a half. We were married. And then my husband went on the road into certain countries, okay, so we moved to Pittsburgh at that time.
Tell me something about the, if you can remember back, you did mention the religious education that you got in Chicago. The type of education that you received in Chicago, if you would talk about your primary and your secondary higher education.
I went to grade school and had enough experience of one year to grade school. Went to Rosedale High School in Chicago, and I went to a community college called Crane College. Now it's called Rosedale. Oh, at that time, I went for a year and a half. And
what did you study there?
Just fine arts, as they call it in those days. I don't know if they still do.
They still do. Did you have any other determination in life other than marriage, or did you have some career option in life?
Well, I think perhaps I did. It's not too important and it's not too clear because it hasn't been with me all these years, so I can't really remember, but I'm sure there were some dreams or being something. But of course, in those days, women didn't spell, which however some of my friends did. I have quite a few friends who spell it the first time.
What subjects did you particularly like?
History, mainly history, English. I try to get a smattering of the finer arts, such as art, music.
Have you ever pursued any of these in adult courses later on in life?
Well, in psychology, too, I forgot to mention, and I have. I've gone through the classes with the way. I haven't, as my daughter says, I should, I'm supposed to get, take an acting course at the university. And, of course, my health has been bad in the last 10 years. Of course, I use that as an excuse, but it really isn't a good excuse for it. But I have gone to, I listen to a lot of lectures. I go to, I have gone to the past few classes, both the Y and the Carnegie.
Tell me something about the, your during your adolescent years, what you did with your family and relatives, friends, as far as fun or recreation, kind of organizations or whatever you did. That
was well, mother was, as far as family's concerned, she was the oldest sister. There were three sisters and three brothers. She was the oldest, she was next to the oldest, rather, but her older sister lived in Chicago. In New York, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And she was sort of, our house was sort of the focal point for the family. On any occasion, holidays, sort of great, both huge holidays, and the holidays we celebrate here. We gathered, and she always had dinner for the family. And it seemed to be the place that, because we had sort of a wandering family, she did, her son is there. And it was sort of a focal point. As far as my father is concerned, he had one sister and step twins of family, sister and brother, but there were 13 years difference between them. And it seems that my grandmother, who had two children when she came to this country, got pregnant immediately and had a set of twins. That was all there was to my father's family. His sister was married, and of course, the twin sister was married. And my uncle, who was an attorney, wasn't married until he was 40, so he was a gay bachelor. Maybe before I sleep, I don't remember. That's all I can say.
What did you do yourself outside of school? Did you take piano lessons or music lessons?
Took piano lessons, not because I was talented. I don't think I can play to this day, but I took piano lessons from the time I was 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Well into high school, because mother thought the girl should play piano.
In other words, your mother believed in the art of being a young woman, a young
lady.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was interested in bridge. I played bridge. High school, college, I got into sorority. We had benefits for different organizations. In those days, you could have a bit of dance for like $2.5 to $3 a person. And a sorority would have affairs like that, and then we would get to the meat chili, etc.
What did you do over the summer?
Over the summer, I went to, when I was younger, I went to camp from the time I was 9 or 10 years old.
That must have been a little unheard of at that point, not too many children.
Well, we didn't go for a whole summer. I know I used to go for a month.
Private camp or did Jewish center?
Well, this was sort of Jewish center camp.
Mm-hmm.
Then once my friend and I decided to go to a Girl Scout camp for 2 weeks, and it was the most miserable 2 weeks I ever spent. It was up in Wisconsin, and it gets very, very cold out there. We slept in tents. It's so vivid to me.
You'll remember
it's years. And I remember we'd get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and there was a bowl of cold water that had been sitting there all night long. And this is what we were to wash in. And I just couldn't wait until I got home.
These
I like comfort.
These camping experiences, were they summer experiences? Were they initiated by you or did your parents want you to have
Well, mother particularly wanted me to, and I wanted to.
You do any traveling with the family?
Yes, we did quite a bit of traveling. I know we just went to Washington when I was a child twice and was in New York many times. My dad's relatives lived in St. Paul. So we used to go up there in the summer. They usually had a place on the lake, and it's quite beautiful there, I guess, to this day. Mm-hmm. But I remember swimming and fishing. But we went up to Texas the other summer.
Sounds like a nice life.
Social
life. Did you have a lot of friends? Being an only child, was that a problem?
It's strange that you should ask, because I never found it a problem until I became older and had problems with my mother's death. But as a child, I had so many friends around that I really never missed not having sisters and brothers. My daughter, on the other hand, thinks I did her a great injustice by, because she's an only child, and she, as a result of had three children, probably would have more, just being up to them.
You sound like you had a very nice relationship with your parents. Yes, I did,
and I imagine I may have been going on this world, but I've always felt that I had common sense, which is most important, you know. Even though I don't think that an only child really means that you're going to be a spoiled child, because I've seen children's lives and I've seen children's lives. My daughter's very helpful. I think she would.
You probably worked with that too. While you were growing up, did you ever have any part-time jobs?
Yes, I did. I did a little tutoring at one time when I was going to high school. I did not on the island, but mm-hmm. in grade school level. There was a store called Gold Bed Brothers in Chicago, and all of us, you must remember I grew up and was a high school age during the Depression. I was graduated from grade school in 1928, so I went to high school from 28 to 31. I did the 4 years of three. Mm-hmm. And no one could get a job, so we would go down to the Gold Bed Brothers and try to get work on Saturday. Usually, this was very fun, so we had a lot of fun, but usually, by the time we finished, we had given them more money than they had given us. We would work on the street commission, they'd hire anybody or everybody, and we'd just have to sell, and then, of course, they wouldn't pay you the same day, so you came back the following week. Plus the fact that you worked from 9 in the morning till 9 at night, so you had to have your lunch and dinner there. Well, when you pay for your lunch and dinner, you spent more money, and of course, character. You spent more money than you actually made.
How did the Depression affect your own life and the area that you lived in?
I don't mind talking about it, because I was one of the fortunate people. My dad had worked for the railroad from the time he started to work. And he had about as high a position as a Jewish man could get in the railroad. He was salaried, so that business affair did not affect him. He was a member of the Railroad Brotherhood, I think is what it was called at that time. It was highly unionized before even the great event of unions during the Depression, when everybody got footing. I remember the sit-ins, strikes, and everything pertaining to the organization of labor, really, from the...
Did he participate in
that? No, he didn't participate, but as a worker, he got the benefits, and he didn't have to participate in the DVC benefits, or whatever they would... We also, we never were at a loss as far as funds were concerned, except for times when I remember one time in particular when the Frank stopped. And of course, when the bank was closed, that was the end of your deposits, and you were just out of it. And that I remember particularly because I had just graduated from grade school. I'm sorry. She and I from high school. My mother was having a party and she found out I was there for her. very unhappy situation. But other than that, we were rather better off than the people who had been in business and had lost their people because the income was continual.
So it didn't really affect your salary.
Now, I remember we lived in an apartment building, brand new apartment building. I don't remember exactly how many apartments in the building, but I know that during the height of the Depression of 30 and 31, I would say, yeah, more than half of the apartments.
Did you live in a film Jewish area?
No, Chicago didn't have the type of thing that you have here. Mm-hmm. In grade school and high school, it was always happy proposition. Mm-hmm. And another thing about Chicago, neighborhoods change very fast. Well, Squirrel Hill probably was the important Jewish neighborhood for many years here in Chicago. The neighborhood lasted for about 10 or 15 years, and then it was followed by other people and so on and so forth, and so eventually they could get.
Yeah, happens here too, I think.
Yeah, but not
as good. Tell me one thing, you know, that could have gone on to your courtship and marriage, children, etc. The type of medical care and health services that were available to you and your family, what type of services did you have a family doctor?
We had a family doctor who was also a personal friend of ours, mm-hmm. and
then
carried
it all into the room. Did you use hospital emergency rooms?
Well, before I was married, I never had any patients in the hospital, so probably not having the time. You know what I'm saying? But I have no regrets.
One thing I'd like to come back to, did you do anything as a child or as an early youth that was going to be indicative of community service that you're going to do later?
Well, I worked on a few drives. I don't remember exactly when and where or what, but I know I did. Other than that.
Now, if you could tell us when you met your husband and give us his name and the years and something about your courtship and marriage, where you lived.
Let me stop it.